About the resolution, first of all.
You want a little bit of the history, how it...
Whatever you wanna say, it would be nice. Just, can I use this?
Of course.
So you're gonna look at me here.
So a resident of Highland sent me a copy of a resolution about human life, specifically abortions. And I reviewed it, I had our attorney look at it, and I went home, thought about it, talked about it with several people, and decided, and we decided that it really needed to be broader than just abortion, that we value all human life. My wife and I volunteer at the State Developmental Center, which is over just on our southern border in American Fork. It's where the state has a place for people to live that are severely mentally or physically disabled. And we've been doing that for the last year and a half, and it's so heartwarming. You can't imagine the positive experiences that we have every week. When we meet with the residents, we organize youth helping them, and we can see the impact that they have on our youth. And we have 3,000 different youth come in during the course of a year. And you can see that some of them are very, very impacted. As a result of serving there, they are kinder to other people that are different than them. They're more tolerant, they're more appreciative of their circumstances, which are much better, and they bless the lives of those individuals. So some people might say that those individuals, their lives aren't important, or they don't add value to society, and we shouldn't spend the money, time, and effort to help them. And so this resolution was written for all people, the unborn, the elderly, the mentally and physically handicapped people. We want to recognize that we value all life. Now, we did in the resolution, we specifically say we recognize and support those who have to make the difficult decision as to whether to terminate a pregnancy in cases of rape, incest, or when the mother's health is endangered. We recognize that that's an issue. But we declare that all human life, regardless of age or circumstance, must be protected by the laws of society. If you go back and you look at the Hippocratic Oath, which was formulated in the 5th century BC, even in there, doctors swore an oath to not help people commit suicide, not to give them poisons that would end their life. They swore to not help with abortions. So clear back in the 5th century BC, they recognized that life was important and that the role of doctors should be in preserving life, not ending life. That tradition carries down to this day. There's an oath people swear, they talk about do no harm and protecting and valuing life. But I think occasionally, and you might wonder why a city would have a resolution like this when, you know, we're not the state, we're not the federal government. But I think occasionally we just need to reaffirm what our values are so that we know and our children know that we value life and that we shouldn't get complacent and because of inconvenience end a life. My wife, for example, her mother chose life for her. She was an unwed mother, lived in the LA area back in the late 50s. And she, rather than have an abortion, she went through the process of having a baby and giving it up for adoption. It wasn't easy then, it was inconvenient, but both her and her mother felt it was important. So now, I have a wife, which I wouldn't have had. We have children that are blessed. My wife is a very giving and serving person, and she's made a difference in a lot of lives, not just her, because her mother chose something that was not convenient. You know, in our world today, we put a lot of value on personal convenience. We can't tolerate opinions that are different than ours. We shut them down. We won't do research on issues. We just go with sound bites. I think it's important that we step back and say, hey, you know, there are some things that are important and are worth being inconvenienced by. One of those is life, whether it's caring for the mentally or physically disabled or elderly parents or children that aren't born yet.
How long did it take you to take the decision to do the resolution? You've been talking to communities, organizations?
We got the resolution from one of our residents a couple months ago. We circulated it among the city council. I redrafted it. My wife helped me actually on that. We sent it to the county and had them look at it. They revised it a little bit, and that's the one that Utah County passed. And then I thought they had made some good improvements to it. And so then we used that version, or a slightly modified version of that for us. And the council was unanimous. We did have public input at our meeting. We had no negative comments, either from anybody in the audience or council members. They were all very supportive of it. One had a concern with the council's passing resolutions on things we don't have a lot of control over. But we do have doctors in Highland that are pediatricians and gynecologists, and one of our items in our resolution say, we honor the rights of healthcare providers to object on moral grounds to performing abortions or euthanasia, and we oppose any regulation or law seeking to violate that right. So we do have, like I said, doctors, pediatricians, gynecologists in Highland, and we support their right to make a moral decision. It doesn't have the force of law, but it does provide an indication to our state legislature that if laws are coming around that are going to abrogate that right, that there are people that want to maintain that right.
People like us that I don't know, what is the difference between resolution and law?
Okay, resolution is something that a council can pass a resolution saying we value, we support these things. All it states is this is our belief, this is our feeling, but there's nothing in it that if you don't do one of these things, it's not illegal. It's just a resolution saying we support this concept, these concepts in this case.
One more remark, when this resolution is taking place after it's approved by the council?
It goes into effect the next day as soon as it's published. But the only effect it has is to make a statement. There's no force of law with it.
Any other remark you want to add to it?
No, I do appreciate people being interested in this. I have watched with interest and read with interest comments made by others on social media and on newspapers, etc. And I would just like them to read the resolution before they make any comments, because some of the comments I read are not reflective of what our resolution states. And I appreciate the ability that we have to make statements like this. I appreciate the ability of people in our community to bring things like this forward and for us to consider it. And if we feel it's appropriate, then to pass a resolution. In this case, it has no force of law, but residents can come up and make suggestions, and we have changed laws based on resident input. So I appreciate the opportunity everybody has to do that.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.